Politically, regarding the mechanisms of governance, as has politics, this term has come to have a very negative connotation. This is unfortunate, and it is not necessary. God ordained government as a means by which society maintains order and protects its citizenry. Our government was especially oriented toward God's intent for government. It was designed as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. What happened? Unregenerated men and women are driven by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:16. This results in selfish behavior, which is controlled only by secular law. And we know that the really smart people know how to get around the law if it suits their purpose. So, what have unregenerated men, politicians, done to our government? They've shaped government to serve themselves. For example, Congress has set up operating rules which virtually eliminates a quality objective from being implemented efficiently and cost-effectively. This is done by working in the constraint of omnibus bills. Omnibus bills are ones which address a variety of unrelated topics. Omnibus bills are designed to carry pork. Pork is fat which serves only a narrow sector of the populace. Pork is for buying votes and paying back donors. Why do congressional politicians talk about compromise? Because the rules are designed such that nothing good will be done without something bad being done at the same time. If this seems perverse to you, it is. The immoral, illogical rules, the lack of term limits, and the reality that 90% or more of incumbents are reelected results in the politician being corrupted over time, in the same way a building begins to degrade by exposure to weather. What was once an airtight, watertight building with integrity eventually becomes a moral sieve in which every issue is resolved by expediency. Let's get back to how our government was designed to work. Government was intended to preserve the God-given rights of the people, the rights of the individual states to govern the people in their states, and it was created to prevent any state from taking advantage of another state, and lastly, to provide defense for the Union against foreign forces. Our politicians and our government need to be rebooted so that their orientation is correct with the founding principles of our country. If this happens, politically, and politician will take on an honorable and admirable connotation once again.